Well, hello, gentlemen, and of course people who identify as anything else. Now, this video has been requested by HQ Website. Yes, of course, I do requests.
Hey, Solo Man, do my way.
And now, the end is near, and now I face my final curtain.
Yeah, that's enough.
Now, HQ Website has been on MGTOW TV for quite some time, and he seems an alright guy. Well, at least I think he's a guy. Not sure if I go drinking with him, but, well, of course, if he was buying, of course I'll go drinking with him. And, of course, he says he's from a country that I've actually never actually been to, been very close. Malaysia, which in parts is a very beautiful country, and, I believe, beautiful people. So I've put the link that HQ Website put on his comment down below. And I've seen a number of these kind of things, and you don't know whether half of it is really true. I mean, what man would put up and tolerate this, even a simp? But we all know that the wedding day is for the femon. It's all about show and tell. All about materialistic things. It'll have nothing to do with whether a marriage lasts or the relationship lasts. It's just all superficial crap. Specifically for the femon, for femons. So anyway, these two people were going to get married. And they requested money instead of sort of gifts. Now, funny enough, on my marriage, we requested money too. My marriage? Oh God, I feel sick. No, I'm all right. But we were going to Canada to make a new life, so gifts wouldn't really do, so money was requested, but not the amount. Traditionally at weddings, people would buy presents for the house, you know, a toaster, a dishes, something like that. But this femon requested £1,000, if you want to come to her wedding. Now, of course, you've heard loads of stupid requests from the bride about what they should wear and everything else. And that's because they all think they're princesses, you see. And they're quite delusional. They don't live in the reality world at all. It's kind of wonder how femons have survived all this time, and they would never have done without the man. Let's quickly go back to the caveman days.
Be careful, honey. That is saber-tooth tiger. Very vicious.
Oh, rubbish. It's so cute. I'm going to go and pet it.
I must look for a new woman to club on head.
Yeah, that'd be about right. But anyway, apparently this bride didn't get a lot of offers for the £1,000. I think she even tried a GoFundMe page. A GoFundMe page for your wedding? But that only brought in about £250. And of course then, to top it all off, her and the groom split up. Maybe that guy isn't so stupid after all. But of course, the reason why these femons are so damn, well, spoilt is the word, is that man has protected them from reality and the harshness of real life for thousands of years. Of course, unfortunately, the modern femons have to face reality now. And it doesn't really come easy for them, does it? Because no real femon in today's world knows what it's like to really be without a man somewhere that will protect her, take care of her. But those men are getting rarer and rarer, thank God. So anyway, I've got an idea. I'm thinking of getting married. No, listen. So I'll find an old sort of femon somewhere that's desperate. I mean, there's plenty around now. And I ask all these people who want to come to the wedding for about, I don't know, £2,000. And whatever money I get in, I can just take and leave her standing there and go on holiday, I don't know, probably Thailand. But of course, I would never do that, because I have principles, morality, something femons know absolutely nothing about. You ever noticed about a lot of things about femons is always a scam. They're professional scammers. Look what's happening to Kevin Costner. That is the real love of a femon. You have to pay for it. And like I said in a comment before, why do femons get married generally in white? Whiteness is supposed to be virginity, isn't it? Purity. That's why they call the snow when it freshly falls virgin snow. You know, nobody's gone out there and stuck their dick in it. I don't believe in my long life on this planet I've ever met a virgin. Of course, I mean of age. I mean a real virgin. Of course, they've told me they are. Yeah, right. Yet another scam. So you see, everything about marriage is a farce and it's fake. And yet men still fall for it. Men think it's so that the femme will be true blue just to him. But really, it's rules and regulations for the male, as the rules don't apply to the femme. Should be against the law, as entrapment. This guy dodged a big bullet. The femme showed herself for who she really was, and what a real shallow person she is, as generally they mostly all are. Go on, Frank. Sing it. And it is-